down her face. You could see she would not have minded walking right into the battle to pick up her son and bring him home. She was thinking, "You can have your war, but let me have my child." Instead, we waited and learned that during the attack on the police station, all the officers on duty had been killed. We didn't know if Hernando had been on duty or not. We didn't know if he was alive or dead. The town was virtually destroyed. People fled in droves. Still, the news only came through in bits and pieces. 2 weeks passed before we knew Hernando had been kidnapped, that in the midst of the fighting he had been loaded into the back of a truck, apparently asleep or unconscious, and covered with ash from the explosions. Until we knew for sure that he was safe, I was out of my mind with grief. I wept constantly. At times I was sure he was dead, then just as convinced that he must be alive. I was sure he would have been terrified in combat. He didn't belong in the war. I think he hardly understood it. I don't think any of us understand it. I stayed away from school for a few weeks, but when I went back, I didn't tell anyone what had happened, not my teachers.